You might remember the One Laptop Per Child project. The idea was to get low-cost computers to millions of children in the developing world. Well, things haven't worked out according to plan. The $100 laptops wound up costing more, and very few governments have put in orders for the computers. Well, now people in the One Laptop Per Child community are fighting over how to proceed. Sarus Farivar has this update.
Foreign countries were supposed to pony up the cash to buy the laptops, but for the most part, they haven't. Many are skeptical that spending tens of millions of dollars on computers alone will change the way kids learn. Still, the leaders of One Laptop Per Child, or OLPC, remain convinced that countries will see the benefits once they buy the laptops in large numbers. But some within the organization are suggesting that it should make changes to the laptops to make them more attractive to buyers. But not everyone at OLPC agrees. And that's what's caused an internal split in the One Laptop Per Child community, says Wayne Vota, editor of OLPCnews.com.
The big change within OLPC is that there is a shift away from education as the primary focus, and other things have to bend to that, to this very pragmatic focus just on getting these laptops, the EXO laptops, out to children. And I think you're really seeing people take sides on what OLPC should be. Education or laptops.
One person who's taken the education side is Walter Bender. He quit the project last week. Bender's the third high-level departure since late last year. He was the chief software designer for the project. Bender and his team spent 2 years developing a new user interface for the project, specifically designed for children's education. It's called Sugar, and it's not at all like Windows. Some OLPC people say installing Windows on the machines could get more countries interested in the laptops. But Bender says using Windows would defeat the purpose of finding a new way to educate kids.
I'm not agnostic about how OLPC approaches learning. I'm actually very opinionated about how OLPC approaches learning. And I think that the climate at OLPC right now is to be more agnostic about that. And so that's fine, but that's not me, so I've moved on.
Nicholas Negroponte himself, who launched the whole project, was not available for a recorded interview. But he said in an email that OLPC's mission remained the same, and that children would be able to learn better through the use of these laptops. Since the announcement of One Laptop Per Child in 2005, other companies have stepped up to build rival low-cost laptops. And many observers, including Lee Felsenstein, designer of the first laptop in 1981, say OLPC has already had a lasting impact on the idea of low-cost computing.
It's an industry, not one project. And the industry will be developing. The question of how fast it develops is kind of open, but I think now it will be going faster because of this. Drive everybody out of the temple, and they set up all kinds of little temples out there, and everything gets going with a bit more dispatch.
One of those little temples is likely to be Bender, who is looking to join an existing organization, or perhaps found a new one to advance his Sugar software. For The World, I'm Sarus Farivar.